never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Stand up. Take a step. Repeat. How long? Until you get what you want, and it may not be easy to get there. You're going to get there if you want to, right? But what if I could wave a magic wand? If I had a magic wand, say I went down to Universal Studios in Orlando at the Harry Potter World, and I picked up a magic wand from the magic shop down there, and I had it right now, and I could just wave it over your life, and boom, everything changed. How would that be? What if you could do it for yourself? It is possible. Right now, today, instantaneously, during this show, or maybe just right after the show, if you're willing to give it up a little bit, you can do that, okay? We'll talk about that today. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006. Episode 4781, day in, day out, every single day. We're just doing our thing. What is some of motivation here? It's really simple. I just understand that the best things in life sometimes are the things that they don't feel that good all the time. Sometimes you got to push through them to get that. So this show is designed for that, to remind you every single day to get through it. I cannot tell you how many people that I hear going through PhD programs, all kinds of crazy stuff like that, smarty pants stuff, that have gotten their degrees with this program. And this was the reason they did it, because essentially the very simple reminder that get up and let's do this thing, let's keep going until we get it, it works. That'd be good to have you. My name is Scott Smith, founder and chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. I have to tell you something, kind of a fun story. I was working with my trainer, Jacob, the other day. He may be listening today. He's doing great. He's really bringing up my shoulders, my arms, my chest. I'm kind of that silver fox plan we're working on is coming to be very quickly. But anyway, I was working. I was just kind of screaming because he was pushing me so hard. And I was on the bench press. And I got done with it. I said, man, do what you love, even if you hate it. And he looked at me like, what? I said, I'm doing what I love, even if I hate it. He goes, say that again. I said, do what you love, even if you hate it. He goes, I love that, man. Isn't that the case with just about anything that you really want to do? Isn't it weird? I mean, it dawned on me a long time ago. I was a young guy and got into my careers, I've had many. And I just was, man, why does it hurt so bad to do the stuff I love? And eventually I realized, well, that's the point. That's the point of passion. To be in that place where you just do it no matter what, and you keep doing it till you get what you want. That's what this show's all about as well. Speaking of that, if you would like to unleash your passion, you want to join my Unleash Your Passion workshop, because we're going to teach you how to do that in all but about, I don't know, maybe 45, 50 minutes, something like that. I'm going to teach you exactly what it takes to let it rip. Now, whether you do it that night or not, it's up to you. But in any case, I'm going to teach you how to do it. Go to faceyourpassion.com, get yourself registered for it. It is Monday. That means we have a question today on a Monday. Well, I have a question. Have you done your homework? Did you sit down and look at your life and ask a very simple question? How is my life going? Please do it today. Please take the time to do it. And please take the time to listen for the answers. We're going kind of to the subconscious mind. When you ask yourself that question, how is my life going? Your subconscious mind goes, you talking to me? And it will give you the answer. And if the obvious answer is, man, it's awesome, well, just keep it going. If the obvious answer, man, this kind of sucks, what are we going to do about it? Then pull your head out of the sand and decide to deal with it. In any case, do your homework. It'll change your life. That's a promise. So today we're talking magic wand. Now, some of you are going to say, Scott, you don't have a magic wand. Sure I do. Trick is the click. If I say the right thing at the right time, all change is instantaneous. It'll happen today. The problem is you know as well as I do that most really good change takes about 20 years after the time you decide to do it. Okay, not 20 years. That's a little long. That's not very motivating, is it? But you know, you get what I mean, right? It takes a while sometimes to get things to happen for yourself. But the cool thing is, it's kind of a progressing thing. So something you started even a couple days ago may change today. Something you started 20 years ago may change tomorrow. Something you start today may take, you know, a little bit to change. It's going to happen. But what if we could do it instantaneously? Would that be cool? So if you know you want something different than what you have, first off, we have to look around and decide, well, what do I have? Have you really looked into your life to decide what you have? Some people are very happy, have a really cool life going on, and yet they're very unhappy. When they think about it, this is not so good. But you have really thought through it. That's when I said at the beginning, I said, do what you love, even if you hate it. Some people are doing it they love. It's frustrating, long hours. It's just a lot of stress because, you know, when you get popular, when you work and do stuff really well, the reward is not usually relaxation. Usually the reward is more work. So some people are very successful and very happy doing exactly what they love, and yet they don't like it. If you really looked at it closely, you'd say, yeah, I do. But you can't seem to put your finger on it, can you? About what you really want. It's a big one, isn't it? You don't know where to begin. So in my years of helping a lot of folks reach their dreams, that's kind of what I do over time. And call it naive, whatever, it's just what I do. I get out of bed every single morning. I'm like, hey, let's get up. Let's go figure stuff out. Let's make it work out. Let's look at the world for exactly what it is, evil and good, mostly good. Slay the evil, encourage the good, and make my dreams come true. Make your dreams come true. That's what it is. I've learned a couple things over the years, though. First off, for most of us, our lives, your lives, even that guy's life, right over there, you know him, you've seen him, he's at work, he's at home, he's everywhere. Life is pretty good. He'll say it's not, but it is pretty good. Most people, yes, we have moments when it's not. I have a hip right now that is causing me some issues. But for the most part, you look at me, you can't tell. And then you see a grimace on my face. You go, oh, yeah, he does have a bad hip. But life is pretty good otherwise, right? Yeah, you know, life could be more exciting, yeah. You could make more money, probably. Maybe you'd be happy if you did that. Your relationships could sparkle just a bit more. But it's pretty good. Still, a lot of folks are frozen in fear by what you might lose. When I ask you the question at the beginning of this podcast, how's my life going? A lot of times you won't make the change. You won't get rid of the bad because you're not sure you're going to get the good. It may be from fear that you won't get what you want, maybe. It's possible that you're just living in a maybe someday kind of mindset. My wife does that, by the way. I've talked about that before. She's a very ritualistic lady, but she does live in a maybe someday mindset. If I decide to push forward on a goal, something I want to do as myself or with my family or whatever it happens to be, she'll say, well, we'll get there, maybe someday. Well, she doesn't say maybe someday, but that's what she means. She's not going to push it through. I will push things through. Maybe you're in that stage. Are you there? Think about it for a second. Are you afraid to push forward to what you want? Or do you have this? We'll get there eventually. You know, when the kids leave, get a little bit more money, kind of get a little more settled. Trust me, it's never going to be settled, ever. It's never going to be settled. The minute it is, you know balance. Balance is dynamic. The minute you get it all nice and balanced and feels really good, it's going to change like that. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. If you're in business, by the way, things are a little bit more apparent, a little bit easier to do. If you want to succeed in business, all you have to do is figure out what your customer's problem is and provide a solution. It's simple, isn't it? The customer will take you up on your offer. If you solve their problem, your business will thrive. If your customer has a problem, but you have a solution that doesn't solve that problem, your competition's going to win. You either figure out how to solve that problem or you go out of business. That's all there is to it. So business is pretty simple, but think about your personal life. It works the same way, doesn't it? You recognize that your desire is your problem. Are you really looking at the thing you want to do? Or are you kind of just floating around, kind of barely touching bases on it? I mean, really, have you sat down and thought about it? Well, I asked that question on a Monday. I want you to look into your life and say, how's my life going? And really accept the answers that come in. Accept it for what it is. Maybe you think it's boring, but it's actually really satisfying too. Maybe it is boring and you want more. I don't know. When you look at the problem and you say, this is my problem, you could stay there forever, frustratingly, in that maybe someday mindset. Or you could use a magical question. A question that you can ask yourself, a question that will transform that trajectory if you're willing to accept the answer. I asked a client the other day, she was kind of confused. It takes me a little bit to get to this point. When people come to me for the first time, usually it's about 3 weeks. I've done this a long time, so I kind of know it. First 3 weeks, kind of the confessional. That's it. They come in the door, got a coach, going to work with them, going to fix everything. This is cool. I kind of like this stuff, but I'm going to kind of maintain control of my world. Even though I got a coach, we're going to work it out together. I'm not going to kind of surrender. But about 3 weeks in, they do. They surrender and they decide to open up. They get confident, basically. And I said to her, when she hit that 3 week mark, and it's always at the 3 week mark, every single time, it never changes. I said, if I could wave a magic wand and transform your life into exactly what you wanted, what would that look like? Then I shut my mouth. He who speaks first loses, right? I'll sit there and wait 5 minutes. I do not care. But usually it takes a few seconds. And eventually you, on a Zoom call, I see them light up. I see a little smile come to their face. Their eyes start to smile a little bit. It's like their whole forehead lifts up a little bit, Botox or not. It's crazy. A few seconds of silence, and then floodgates open. And the imagination just opens up. The picture was painted, and she could see her future just like that. She let out a deep breath and relaxed. She said, man, thanks for getting me to admit that to myself. I really wanted to. Finally. I've been thinking about it for years. I was afraid to say it out loud. It feels good. So a lot of things in life come down to being afraid to say it out loud. It's out loud. People hear it. You're afraid to say it for yourself. But I will tell you this from just a very personal experience of my own journey here. That with my clients, there's a little smile that comes up on the side of their mouth. It's very, very tiny. You can hardly even see it. A little bitty muscle right there. And when you say, what if I could just wave a wand and everything changed? And you see that muscle change. Because you know it's that simple. You know you're that close to it. You don't have to have a wand. You just have to have the willingness to understand that the very minute that you decide, okay, I don't even know what it is. I don't know what I want, but it's going to change starting today. It'll change starting today. It always feels good when you release that dream that's locked inside of you and accept that you want it and start making it real. You don't have to have me. You don't have to work with me on a one-on-one basis. I don't have time to work with everybody on a one-on-one basis. You don't have to, but you do have to get to the point where you kind of stand in the mirror and confess to yourself and just kind of release the fact that, you know what? This is what I really want. This is what I really feel. I don't care what's going on with the world around me. It does not matter. The world's always going to be a crazy place. It is. When it's not, you won't be here anymore. Nothing for you to worry about, right? Wave that magic wand. And if you have to go down to Harry Potter World and get one for real and pretend, if you need the prop to make it happen, do it! And if you happen to have a wand that actually really works, not imaginary, one that actually has magic in it, give me a call, please. You know how to reach me. I'm going to borrow that sucker from you. It's going to be good. I can use it all over the world. It's awesome. But for now, use your own. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving.